For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Tonight on WKAR-TV, we're bringing you the next installment in the 10-part Ken Burns documentary, The Vietnam War. More than 52,000 Americans died in the conflict, and virtually all who survived came home with some level of emotional trauma. Decades after the fall of Saigon, thousands of veterans continue to live with post-traumatic stress disorder. The good news is there are more treatment options available today than when the troops first returned from duty. Here's the story of two Michigan warriors who are still searching for peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Vietnam veteran and Medal of Honor recipient, Specialist 5, Jim McLuhan.
When Jim McLuhan spoke at a reception in his honor at the Michigan National Guard headquarters in Lansing, the former Army medic who saved 10 of his brothers in Vietnam revealed something that took him decades to discover. More than 40 years after the terror of New Yon Hill, someone else stepped onto Jim McLuhan's battlefield to come for him.
He listened and helped me walk through issues I had needed to confront. I may have been able to save a few lives as a medic in Vietnam, but Brian saved mine.
Brian Grippentrog, a therapist with the VA in Grand Rapids. When they met in 2011, McLuhan had recently retired from public education. For years, he'd been a workaholic, but not even a career teaching high school psychology could spare him from the flashbacks.
Once in a while, you know, I'd get done with my next day's assignment for the classroom and it'd try to sneak into my mind, but I'd go to sleep as soon as I could. I did have nightmares. I just dealt with it. I put it in the back of my mind.
So what does it take to pull post-traumatic stress disorder out of its hiding place and into a healing place?
That's a big question.
Dr. Jeff Fry is a psychiatrist and a former soldier. He retired as a major in the Michigan National Guard.
My general approach first is basically convincing them that this can be treated and it can get better.
Fry says at the core of PTSD is the classic fight-or-flight response. He's heard many patients talk about their desire to withdraw to a home on a quiet piece of land with a couple of dogs and no one else around.
Very common. Also, a phrase that I've heard over and over again, almost verbatim, is, I just want to go back to combat. It's the only thing that makes sense to me any longer. It's a very stressful situation, no doubt, but it's a stressful situation that they understand.
Michael Berg was a field radio operator in Vietnam. He says he was known to keep his cool in combat. But like so many veterans, his mindset changed when he came home. Berg explained it once in a public speech.
I didn't, and still don't, feel or express emotions or love as you do. And I don't trust others as you do. I am severely allergic to control, and I do not accept direction or advice from anyone unless I ask for it. My way has served me pretty good since the jungles of Vietnam.
Berg tried outrunning and outdrinking the war. Jobs and relationships came and went quickly. Then in 2013, Berg was in a car accident that resulted in traumatic brain injury. It tripped a switch that brought Vietnam all back to him. Often, Berg resisted his treatment, chafing under regulations and bucking authority. In time, though, he and his caregivers developed a mutual respect. Berg still does things his own way, but today he sees the crash as a blessing in disguise. Michael Berg still requires some treatment, but he's already claiming a personal victory.
I look at this experience as a success story simply because of the determination, perseverance, and ironclad resilience that I brought to this ballgame.
Did you hear that? That bumping sound was the moment when Michael Berg accidentally knocked his plastic water bottle off the podium. 20 years ago, Berg says he might have thrown that bottle across the room in a fit of rage, but he just looked at it calmly and kept on going to the end of his speech. That moment tells a lot about the journey of PTSD. Keep on going. And so we'll end this story where we began, with applause for a hero.
This crusty old curmudgeon says goodnight, everyone. I wish you all well, and thank you.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.